This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, with that said, we have much to cover here today, and we're going to be getting over to the Church Militant. Where is it? Part 2. Yesterday, we just kind of dabbled a little bit with part one, and I just kind of rehashed just a little bit of it. Worthy information, the Word of God always is. It seems like every time you turn around, friends, you can go back to the Word again and learn something that you didn't learn the first time you went, or the second time, or the 100th, or the 1,000th time that you went. With that said, friends, I want everybody to understand, as we were spending time yesterday talking about how Jesus is a preacher of the circumcision. He was a preacher of the law, Romans 15:8, and he brought about the law in his hand to bring men unto himself, to drive them to the foot of the cross where the law can do no more. And how rightly said that was stated by one of the great preachers of all time, one of the greatest. Again, Augustine even said, in parallel to that, he had said that the law detects, grace conquers. I can hear a feedback coming through, guys, just letting you know. Listen again. Augustine said, the law detects, grace conquers. The law detects, grace conquers. Again, the law detects, grace conquers. Let's get that fixed. With that said, when you look at what's going on again, just let's put it into perspective. Let's call it for what it is. You hear the church talk about, again, in America, just to show you how upside down it is, that where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Now, it's interesting because what precedes that is, moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. You don't see sin abounding today. You don't see grace abounding today. You see sin abounding today. And yet they continuously preach again, false grace that teaches you that you can do what you want, and no matter what, you can just return to Jesus and he's going to just pardon you. Time after time. I mean, it's not like the Bible tells us and teaches us in John 8, where the woman that was caught in adultery, you know, the law drove that woman to the foot of Jesus Christ and the feet of Jesus Christ, where he forgave her, right, in John 8. And he said, go and sin no more. You know, I think people forget that Jesus came into the world, Matthew 1:21, to save his people from their sins, their transgressions, breaking God's law, okay? Not to stay in their sins. Read Isaiah 30 in parallel to what I'm highlighting right now, and you'll understand. Again, you're being taught a false grace. You know, when I look at Scripture today, and this is just my preface, by the way, it's better to be divided by the truth than to be united in error, because you see much of it. And it's better to speak the truth that hurts and then heals than falsehood that comforts and then kills. That's right. Forever. I mean, let me tell you something. It is not love and it is not friendship if we fail to declare the whole counsel of God. Okay? It's better to be hated for telling the truth than to be loved for telling a lie. It is impossible to find anyone in the Bible who has power for and with God who did not have enemies and was not hated. Well, Jesus promised that, friends. You're going to be hated for my name's sake, right? You're going to be, those that are called into righteousness, you're going to be persecuted for that righteousness' sake. When you go over to John 15, Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another. And if the world hates you, you know it hated me before it hated you." Well, why did it hate you? Why did it crucify you? Because he preached out against the sins of the world. Read John 7:7 when you get a moment. Folks, it's better to stand alone with the truth than be wrong with a multitude. And there's a whole lot of that going on. It's better to ultimately succeed with the truth than to temporarily succeed with a lie, which at length will be exposed. Read Luke 12:2. There's only one gospel. Read Galatians 1. And Paul said, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Okay? Let him be accursed. And there's a whole lot of this going on here. Again, let me remind you that Jesus is a preacher of the circumcision. And so are his disciples, law to grace, Galatians 3:24. I know a lot of times people get mad and say, well, are you better than us? No, I'm not better than you. I'm a sinner saved by grace. But that grace conquers. It doesn't succumb. Read 1 Corinthians 9:27 when you get a moment. But you see a lot of succumbing today, and these people are led to believe that they're going into heaven without the fight, without the struggle, right? Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven is foreign to them. Because they don't take the time to read the Bible. Don't blame the hireling. Don't blame the whore. Don't blame the priest or the pastor who has no business leading the church anyways. Blame yourselves for not working out your own salvation with fear and trembling the way that the Bible commands us to. As a matter of fact, Jesus even said as he turned to the disciples and said, what must we do to be saved? And he said, you must know concerning the doctrine. There's so many people that profess to be Christians that don't even know a word. And if they do, it's usually out of context, like, thou shalt not judge. And back to that very point, maybe you failed to read the Torah, which teaches us a law, commandments, judgments, and statute. And when you go to Ezekiel 36, it's also amazing to me that the Bible talks about how we're sanctified through the sprinkling of clean water, cleansing us from the filth of our flesh and from all of our idols. And then it says, he'll remove the stony heart from our flesh, and he'll give unto us a heart of flesh that we might know him. And interestingly enough, right behind that, in Ezekiel 36, the Bible says that he'll put his spirit within us, and he will cause us to keep his judgments. I want people to understand something. We're to be perfected as men of God. And I'm going to get to that in just a moment. And I know that's a word that's foreign in American church today, too. And it's, again, a lack of Christianity. That's a lack of the Word of God. It's biblical illiteracy in full force in America today, believe me. But thou shalt not judge. Folks, the Bible teaches us to do just that. And if we judge today, we wouldn't have problems in the church or in the government today now, would we? No? We would know peace and righteousness within the gate because we understood his law, what brought about judgment. And I'm going to come right back to that. Because people say, well, Bradley, are you better than us? Nope. I'm not the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard. And I'm going to come right back to that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Jump over onto our Facebook account, Bradley Dean. And we are off temporary ban right now. We'll see how long this lasts, friends. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's totally illegal. I shared with you in the past, friends, that these big tech companies are subversive to American government. They're completely biased. And the very things that they precipitate, friends, in the sense of being the victims of what's going on out there, are the very things that they're guilty of. And who taught them that? None other than their big brother. And we can see the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when it falls upon them to do the same things that were taught to Mr. Joseph Goebbels, the minister with Adolf Hitler. I mean, it's just ridiculous what's going on here. I have a friend that just went on over to our YouTube page. He said, I think YouTube is starting to mess with your stuff in so many words. They're beginning to censor it, ban it, to allow only so many people to come through. And I'm tired of it, friends, and there's a reason. You know what's interesting, friends? If anybody that has a head on their shoulders with a little bit of common sense, they can figure out right then and there, this is the message they don't want people to hear. Listen to me, America. They don't want you listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. They don't want you listening to Bradley Dean. They want you to just forget the message because it exposes them for who they are and what they're responsible for. Interestingly enough, side note, I get a letter yesterday via email from one of these, they call themselves, I don't want to use their name, and that's what I'm trying to avoid right now, but they're one of these sites that claims to be like a fact checker like Snopes.com, which is CIA funded, okay? And they sent me a letter. And they were asking me a bunch of questions, like I have some lawful obligation to answer their question. And what they did is they started to attack the very topics that they're trying to cover. Okay? And what I'm talking about, remember how I shared with you in the past, friends, that conspiracy theory is always labeled conspiracy theory by those that are attempting to give cover for the conspirators. Now, with that said, that's exactly what this email entailed. And I called this guy up, and I said to him, and we found out that they were George Soros funded. And he typed the letter out in such a fashion that I better tell him what the deal is concerning sonsoflibertymedia.com. And he didn't like the content, again, keep in mind, because it exposed those that are paying his wages. Okay? And it continuously exposes them. And I called him up and I said, you might want to do yourself a favor before you send me an email like that ever again. I said, I didn't like your tone, number one. And I said, furthermore, are you a judge? Are you a police officer? Are you an attorney that you would question me in such a fashion? Am I on the hot seat in a courtroom in the United States of America? And friends, it's totalitarianism. He also claimed that he was a reporter. And I told him if he ever sends anything like that to me again, he's going to answer for it. Now, I'm not, listen to me, friends. I am under attack constantly for preaching the gospel, for exposing the games on both sides. The left and the right, the Republicans and the Democrats. You know, the right-wingers and the liberals. I'm so tired of that divide-and-conquer crap, Mark 3:25. Grow up. Seriously. See, they're more afraid of a message like mine than they are anybody else's. You want to know why? Because I'm right. That's why. I'm right. The Word of God endureth forever. And the Bible says all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. And they don't want the Word of God preached in America. They don't want the Word of God preached anywhere. Because the Word of God continuously exposes them for who they are. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Folks, they can't have that. Well, guess what? They are going to have that. And that's exactly what I'm feeding. Folks, my job is to sell you the truth. Nothing more and nothing less. And it would do yourselves and do yourselves a favor by buying it and selling it not. Because without the Word, which was made flesh, the light of man, Jesus Christ, you can rest assured you are going back into the dark ages. And that's exactly where they intend to drive you if you let them do that. I want to let you know that it's my job to tell you the truth, to sell you the truth, and that you might buy it and sell it not. It's my job to preach the Word of God. If you say that you feel condemnation, I want to tell you, then you're outside of Christ. Because the Bible said, there is therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. Okay, so there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. You know, true Christians love the Word of God. No matter if I'm preaching law or grace, or law to grace. Mercy, righteousness, peace, whatever the case might be. The fruits of the Spirit, which are in all righteousness, goodness, and truth, which are by Jesus Christ. Folks, they love it all. But they have a perspective and a well-balance within themselves. And they're willing to magnify the Word of God regardless. That shines forth, by the way. Regardless if people like it or not. Remember, Jesus was crucified. His disciples, 11 of the 12, were crucified. And the message they were preaching again was repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now going back to what I said during the last segment. I want you to know, friends, that I'm not the standard. You know, it's interesting how many people talk about their pastors or their church overseers as, you know, they're right and nobody else is wrong. And they don't know the Word of God, by the way. These are usually the ones that you deal with, the Pharisaical type, right? Heaven can't wait until they get home. But they don't know a thing about the Word of God or the government of God, right? But it's interesting, friends, that I'm not trying to be the standard. Jesus is the standard. I'm not going to lower the standard by pointing the finger back at me, and neither should you by trying to find fault with me, because I'm telling you what the Word of God says. We're all called to follow Christ. We're all called to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Every single one of us. And it's my objective here to not tear down the perfect standard, In him alone is the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, by making me the standard. Again, I'm just setting the record straight. Bradley, you know, you preach a lot about the law. You bring the law down every time on the radio. That's right, because there's such a false balance. Heretical teachings, biblical illiteracy going on like mad in this country. You better bet your bottom dollar I am. You know, you go to some biker fest, friends, I guarantee you, the cops show up, everybody's going to straighten out, aren't they? Yep. They're going to begin to magnify the law along with the police officers, and if they don't, guess what? Soon enough, they're going to be thrown in jail. They're going to be incarcerated for their crimes against that law. Nature and natural law teaches us that, friends. And so do the laws of nature and nature's God, period. But again, don't look at me or don't come to me and say, Bradley, who are you to judge? Do you think you're better than we are? No, not at all. I'm just preaching his word. I'm giving you the judge's word. You want to sit there and say, thou shalt not judge? Well, go ahead and continuously twist scripture the way that Satan twisteth scripture. Because I'm giving you the judge's words. And regardless of how you take it, my intent is out of sincerity. My intent is that I love you enough to tell you what very few in this country are willing to tell you in truth. And I would say this too. What you hear on the radio is what you get off the radio. You can ask my wife and my kids. The conversation in this household is what becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I want to be in that atmosphere all the time because I want to be perfected. Okay, for his name's sake. I want to wake up in the image and likeness of the Son of God. I want to grow up in the image and likeness of the Son of God. I want to grow up into him who is the head of all principality and power. And Colossians 3:1 tells us that we're to set our affections on the things of Christ where he sitteth at the right hand of the Father. Well, I want to know, what does that mean, Lord, when you say that we have a right to sit in heavenly places far above all principality and power? Because I noticed that the patriarchs had it. And I'm not one of those guys that's going to sit back and talk about what everybody did before I was around concerning the things of God. I want to know the same God. I want to know the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. I desire to know the God of Moses. And if I want to know the God of Moses, then guess what? I better do the things that Moses did. If I want to know the God of Joshua, I better do the things that Joshua did. If I want to know the God of David, then guess what? I better follow the same tracks and follow in the footsteps of those that have gone before me. Read the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Because I don't want to sit here my whole life, friends, to be quite frank with you, talking about the God of the past and the God of the future. No, I want to know the God of now. I don't want it to be in my generation that everybody sits around and says, you know what, God's dead. No, I know he's not dead. I want to know the fullness of who he is, and I want to be perfected for his namesake. And guess what the Holy Ghost does? He comes in, and he perfects us for his namesake by creating us in the image and likeness of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to come right back to that concerning perfectness and perfectness, and we're going to be talking about the church militant. Where is it? Part 2. I love this. Be right back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Robert Bowers, a man accused of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue, pleaded not guilty on Thursday to federal charges that could put him on death row. Bowers was arraigned one day after a grand jury issued a 44-count indictment that charges him with murder, hate crimes, and obstructing the practice of religion. President Trump is set to deliver a speech on immigration later this afternoon at the White House. Texas Attorney General Republican Ken Paxton says we have to come together to fix immigration.
Look, there's a balance here. We are a country of immigrants. That is clear as anything. It's how we built this country. And so we ought to have an immigration policy designed by our elected representatives that makes sense. Right now we don't. And so, but we don't want one that's haphazard, that's not based on the law, that doesn't reflect our values, and that doesn't protect our citizens. And so there's got to be a balance here.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. SourceCom score total visits.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans, and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th. Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Want to give a shout out to Michael Roach. Thank you, my friend, for your trust over at Before It's News and their broadcast. I wanted to get back over to this because I was just sharing with you, friends, that I am not the standard. Period. Okay, I'm a preacher of the law of grace. My wife's grandmother, 98 years old, died a year and a half ago. A plethora of wisdom. I mean, we could talk about everything 2 years behind that of the Titanic. And boy, that was a treasure chest of wisdom, let me tell you, and experience, of course. We asked her one day, what is it that you would hear when you'd go to church? She said all the way up until the mid-60s, she said it was always the law and the prophets in America. Up until the 60s, it was always the law and the prophets in America. No wonder why America was free or freer than where we're at today. The law and the prophets. Now, I got to ask you something, friends. What, 60 years later, aroundabouts? What do you hear in a church today? Most people, I just seen someone post the other day, when is the last time you heard a preacher preach repentance? Whoa! Whoa! That's the message! When's the last time you heard a preacher preach repentance? Wow! Again, this is one of those, you can't make this up, friends. It's all we heard in this country up until the mid-60s was the law and the prophets. Now you're taught that to obey and preach the law of God is legalistic, where you can't even find that in Webster's 1828, as if to suggest, because I obey God's word and ask the Lord to give me more grace to fulfill His commandments and doing His commandments, now it's somehow legalistic? Really? Are you ignorant, or did you just wake up today? Seriously, Do that with natural law. Take down the law. What do you think government's doing today, friends? Why do you think your country's being turned into hell? Because your government is not enforcing the laws. They're tearing down the laws. Your government is not enforcing the law under judgment. They're withholding judgment. Listen to the President of the United States on a daily basis, friends. You know, speaking of which, wasn't it interesting that after these alleged bombs were sent to the president's critics, we talked about this last week, all of a sudden Donald Trump, the point man, takes stage and says, this is what we're going to do with the full force of government and the FBI. But then all of a sudden he sees this caravan coming to the southern border. And then he said, whoa, wait a second. See, he had the intelligence on that, friends, concerning those that were attacking, those that are attacking us, and he does nothing about it. Concerning George Soros, concerning Hillary and Bill Clinton, concerning the Obamas, concerning Maxine Waters, concerning Eric Holder, and the list goes on. But when he's seen this caravan coming up to the southern border, he said, oh, this is an invasion. Oh, wait a second, didn't you have the intelligence for that, Mr. President? I mean, the president tweets and acts like he's just a citizen, a constituent, rather than being appointed by the people to enforce the law to stop this stuff that's going on, namely crime. You have an impotent president that tells you what you want to hear, but doesn't do what he's been put there to do. Wake up, America. This is how you are turning your country into hell, by leaving off law and judgment in so many different fronts. With that aside, you know, the Bible tells us, now that we all know that I'm not on my high horse and I'm just simply here teaching you real grace, which says go and sin no more, right? And understanding that Matthew 1:21 tells us, that's John 8, but Matthew 1:21 tells us that Jesus came into the world to save his people from their sins. How did he do that? Through his blood we have redemption. Okay? And the Bible tells us in Revelation 1:5, it says that unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And guess what the Holy Ghost does? You know, creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew that right spirit within me. And then when you go to Titus chapter 3, it also talks about the renewing and the regeneration of the Holy Ghost. What does he do? I follow Jesus Christ and I receive the fruits thereof by faith. Okay? Because we're saved by faith. I'm sorry, grace, through faith, not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. When you go over to Ephesians 4:11, it says that, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. For what? For the perfecting of the saints. For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the work of the ministry. See, perfect and work are two words that are MIA in the vocabulary of the biblically illiterate in America today. I've heard people say, oh, Bradley, perfect, man. What are you talking about, perfect? Listen, I want to be... Listen, you watch those in Washington, D.C. You go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. You go up to where they go back and forth. And they've done it for decades without putting a stop to it once. No matter if it's snowing, raining, storming, whatever the case is. They are there guarding the tomb of the unknown. The guard of the dead. They are honoring the dead. Listen, church, we honor the living because he's alive forevermore. Jesus Christ is. I am the resurrection and the life. God is not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. Okay? But you go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington Cemetery. They are honoring the dead. Have you seen the laborious attitude and work ethic, friends, that they take to make sure that their uniforms are absolutely perfect and without flaw? And when they think their uniforms are just right, the sergeant comes in and says, oh my gosh, you got a railroad track, you're off a thousandth of a sixteenth and an inch. I mean, it's just crazy. But it's impressive. And it's like they are looking for an excuse to get it right, and then you have professed Christians in America driving around with little stickers on the back of their car that say, we're not perfect, we're just forgiven. No, in other words, what they're saying is we just don't care about being perfect because we just want to make sure this is eternal insurance so we go to heaven regardless of how we live our life, even if we live like the devil. You know, everything that I do in this ministry represents, to the best of my ability, under the blood of Christ, which perfects me and my flaws, for I have many of them. But I care about how Jesus Christ is represented. And so should you, every step of the way. And guess how they see Jesus? They see your union, not your relationship, it's not scriptural, your union with Christ in everything that you do. Your conversation, your walk with God. They see it every step of the way. You know, I heard a preacher one time say, preach the gospel to the whole world, and if you have to, use words. Listen to that. Now, we preach the word in and out of season. Don't get me wrong here. It's a great point. Even if you have to, use words. How do you live your life in silence? In quietness? In solitude? When you're all by yourself, how do you live your life? Because that's really who you are. And God sees all of that. And I want to tell you something, friends. On a daily basis, and I feel it even now, the conviction of the Holy Ghost. I want my conversation that's all I want around me is as King David prayed. And I'm being totally transparent with you today. I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord. Philial. I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord and of them that keep thy precepts, those that keep thy word, those that are in ministry. Lord, encamp my ministry with holy apostles and holy prophets and holy teachers and pastors and evangelists that are doers of the word and not hearers only. I want them in my life. I don't want to partake with you when I die. I want to know who you are here. Psalm 71, verse 18 and 19 come to my aid right now. Show my generation your strength. Show them who you are through the church. And I can tell you, he is beginning to show America big time. More obviously as to who he is because of the judgments that are falling upon this nation right now. Verbatim, acute to scripture like nobody's business, without error. There it is. Hey, folks. He kept every word of his covenant to the children of Israel and promise. Keep in mind that promise also entails judgment. Don't forget what I'm telling you, friends, because that's exactly where we're at today. Now, going on to perfection again. So all these were given in Ephesians 4. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect, perfect, perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Right? Well, that's not good enough for you. Well, folks, if you got all day, I can make it work all day. But listen to this. He said in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Now listen. Okay? And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. Okay, so those are what we need to take heed to. Because in verse 17, 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says that the man of God may be perfect, 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 thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Can you perfect it? Nope. Who perfects it? The Holy Ghost does. You know, let me break off on a branch from that trunk. The same topic, but a different direction. A little bunny trail for you. Martin Luther, the great reformer, was spot on when he said this. He said, the man that's ready to face God on Judgment Day is the man that longs to be free from sin. He wants to be free from anything that offends his God because he understands that he's blood-bought. Like that of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, they're guarding and honoring the dead and praise God for them, every single one of them, my brothers from another mother. They are not looking for excuses as to why they don't overcome. They're looking for a reason to overcome because they know that they're representing. And boy, oh boy, do they do a great job. How much more should the church take heed to a message like this? King David said, perfect me for that which concerneth you, for your purposes, for your name's sake. And again, Martin Luther said, the man that's ready to face God on Judgment Day is the man that frees to be long from sin, not for an excuse to look to stay in sin.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Richard from Elkhorn, Tennessee. I stand for Bradley Dean in his fight for America. So I say, come on, all you silent Christians out there, let's stand up, let's back up, and let's speak up for Bradley Dean's message. Remember this, united we stand, and divided we fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Okay, so let's take this to another step. You know what we've talked about today, friends? It's like when I'm out there speaking, I'll go for 2-3 hours. I remember one time I was in Memphis, Tennessee, and I preached for 5 hours. And I could have kept going because I got so much running through me. I mean, when you study and you feed on the Word, I mean, it gets to a point where you just got so much to give. And that's the purpose of the church, is to serve. I love people. And I want them to have what I have. And if I don't, you can rest assured I don't have it. Because as they say on the streets in North Minneapolis, you can't give what you ain't got. I one time said during the... I've said it 100 times, more than that. Hey guys, I know I've been preaching for 2 hours. Everybody's locked in. Everybody good? Yep, everybody's good. And usually the only person trying to stop me is the one that's running the meeting, right? Because they think that for some reason or another, the people don't want to stay there. Well, it's interesting because Paul preached all night long until Eutychus, remember he fell off the balcony? And then he ended up dying and then Paul went over there, laid on him, his life came back into him. Yep, that's all scriptural. Totally believe it. As a matter of fact, Jesus is going to blow your grandma right out of the grave. And hopefully us as well, when that time comes. And if you think that's far-fetched, why don't you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and take notice, I believe it's in the book of Mark, where when Jesus was resurrected, many of the people saw the old prophets also resurrected in the same city. You want to talk about power? There you have it. The creator of the heavens and the earth. And what he's fixing to do with the church when our time comes is going to blow us right out of the grave. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. And they are, and so are we. Kicking the hell out and getting to heaven in. I said during the last segment, friends, clarifying that Martin Luther said the man that's able to stand face to face with God on judgment is the man concerning judgment. Hebrews 9:27, the man that longs to be free from sin is the one that's ready for judgment. Are you? Free from sin. Not an excuse to hide it or to cover it up. Nope. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The Lord will have nothing but your whole heart. Your whole heart. Everything. You know, there was a guy in Russia who, little by little, the government was, they thought they were torturing him. They thought they were punishing him. First they took away his business. Then they took away his family. They incarcerated him. Then one day they came in and took his paper and his pencil away from him. And they thought that whole time that they were continuously punishing him, they were going to teach him a lesson. And it got to the point where that piece of paper and that pencil was taken away, and he said, now I'm finally free. The most dangerous, righteous men in this world, it actually works both ways, but I'm talking about the righteous, not the unrighteous. The most dangerous people in this world are those that have nothing to lose but everything to gain. It's my objective to gain the heathen as thine inheritance in the uttermost parts of the earth. I think we've been doing an okay job over the last 20 years. That's my objective. Not gold, not silver, but the souls of men. Because that's the only thing we're going to be able to take with us. Certain that Paul came into the world with nothing, and certain he goes out with nothing. But the man that's ready for judgment is the one that longs to be free from sin. If I said that wrong, which I probably did during the end of the last segment, forgive me. I should write a whole article starting once a week on the stupid things that I've done. Because I do them all the time. And I'm not looking to my excuses as to make more excuses to stay where I'm at. I'm looking for an excuse to correct myself so I can get out of there and grow up. And putting off the things of a child and putting on the things of a man. I'm just tipsy-turvy over here, friends, in my heart. I just feel like if I say certain things, I'm just going to, there's going to be a watershed over here. The Holy Ghost is just moving around in me right now, and I love it. Let me go on here. Oh, I know what I was going to say to you. I was going to say to you, you know, when I'm preaching, oftentimes I'll look at them and I'll say, after 2-3 hours, I'll say, you guys good? Yep, we're good. And I'll say, I'm almost done. And they chuckle a little bit. And I'll say, you know what that means, right? And they look at me and they say, what? When a preacher tells you he's almost done, it means absolutely nothing. Because he's there to obey the God that he serves. You know, I want to say this too now that I'm saying that. You know how many people, and I don't let it go on, by the way. If I go outside of the state of Minnesota and someone says, you got 20 minutes to talk, it's like, yeah, right. That isn't going to happen. If I take the time to come to you, you give me the time that I need, because the Lord doesn't work on your time frame. He works on his own. And how many times, especially in churches in America today, and I'm not picking on the church, I'm exposing their hypocrisy. How many times, well, Bradley, this is how much time you got. Well, wait a second. I notice you always got enough time to take up an offering. And if that took 3.5 hours, you'd be okay with it. What, because I'm preaching the Word of God, which is priceless, it's not like you can take your gold and silver with you anyways. This is what's more important, the engrafted Word, which is able to save their souls. I thank you, Lord, that we receive the engrafted Word, which is able to save our souls, that you're the author and the finisher of our faith. Complete your work in this earth as it is in heaven for your glory. And forgive me through the blood of Jesus for any offense that I've made towards you. Like David prayed. I thank you, Lord, that I've hid thy word in my heart that I might not offend you, that I might not sin against you. Like David said, I've kept myself from mine iniquity. He cared more about the presence of God than he did sin. You can take that to the bank in the New Testament as well. First John 2, read the whole chapter. Just talking about excellence. I'm sorry, perfection. And for the sake of filling in this hour, I have three more minutes. You know, it's interesting because, again, we go to the New Testament and it says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He said, you're all partakers of my grace as he is in bonds. And he's also set for the defense and the confirmation of the gospel. The gospel is good news to those that know the bad news. He goes on, Philippians 1, verse 8. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Whoa! Did you say judgment? Yep. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. When's the last time you heard that in the American church? Hey, folks, we're not in the 60s anymore. It's 2018. That's the last time we heard it in this country for the most part. I know that there's churches in the corners, and I praise God for you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. But this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more. Where'd that love come from? Romans 5:5, the Holy Ghost, who's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, who's been given unto us. If you go to 1 Corinthians 1, it talks about how we all have the same mind and the same judgment, because we've all been birthed in the same fire. You know, those that are born in the fire don't settle for the smoke, kind of a deal, right? But those that are born of the Holy Ghost, John 3:3, you do the same things as a body. And you work together, and your end aim is always to the glory of Christ. Pointing your finger, right? That you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. Let's just spend 1 minute on the word excellent. You know what the word means? It means to surpass others. Hey, folks, where you see the church falter, where you see error in the church, where you see fault in your brother scripturally, it's your job to right the wrongs. Do what others are failing to do. Know the whole counsel of God. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Where you see error in the body of Christ, fix it. Where you see error, what they leave off, then you take it and you do what they're leaving off. Because we have the mercy of God today to right the wrongs. Just like I say at the end of the show every day, hey folks, practically, you still have the freedom to do the right thing. There's no excuse why you leave it undone. If you love, then you obey. And you know what you need to do, America, to surpass others, to be excellent? Just simply right the wrongs. Keep the word of God. Stand out and love them a little bit more than the guy that doesn't love them at all. The one that will offer his lip service, just offer him your service. 1 John 3:18. See ya!
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.